The Savior's thirst. The Savior was thirsty and asked the sinner for water to drink. According to John 1, this Savior is the God who created all things. He is the Lord of the universe, but he is also thirsty. He is thirsty because he lost man. Man is his delight and satisfaction. He created the universe in order to gain man. However, man sinned and became lost, and the Savior became thirsty. The Savior is thirsty to gain man. Only man can quench his thirst. He has no satisfaction apart from man. Thirst is a need within man that can be quenched by water. Within God there is also a need that can be quenched only by man. God needs man. Man is the water that can quench God's thirst. God became flesh and lived on the earth among men because he was thirsty to gain man. He had to pass through Samaria because he had to gain the immoral Samaritan woman. He disregarded his weariness from the journey and the hot afternoon Sunday and Saturday by the well, waiting for the Samaritan woman. He was a Jewish man, but he was bold to ask a Samaritan woman for water to drink because he wanted to gain her. He wanted to drink from her, not the water she drew from the well. Only a sinner such as she could quench the thirst of the Savior. This is what the Savior wanted. The Savior was thirsty to gain sinners when he came to the earth. If there were no sinners on earth or if he could not gain sinners on earth, his thirst would not be quenched. Many people think that the Savior will not accept sinners like themselves. They do not know that they are exactly what the Savior needs, they are what the Savior wants. Without them the Savior is not satisfied, and his thirst is not quenched. They are the water that the Savior wants to drink. The Savior needs sinners like you and me. The Savior wants you to quench his thirst, he wants you to give him water to drink. He is still thirsty today. He is thirsty to gain you.